In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I had a Jewish friend in college who asked me one day, "How many laws do you have in Christianity?" I told her that Jesus gives us two laws, to love God and to love one's neighbor as oneself. And she responded by saying, "Two laws? Our religion is much harder than yours. We have 613 laws." Is having two laws easier than having 613? Is Christianity an easy religion? Both of today's New Testament readings tell us that with the arrival of Christ, which we celebrated here a few days ago, we have become children of God. In today's reading from Galatians, Paul says, "You are no longer a slave, but a child." And the reading from the Gospel of John tells us that to all who received Christ, quote, "who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God." What are the scriptures telling us when they call us children of God? Well, being a child can mean two different things. Firstly, it can mean someone who is below a certain age. People under 13 or 18 or 21, depending on the criteria you're using, are children, no matter who their parents are or whether their parents are living or not. They are children by virtue of their age. But in another sense, children can be 40 or 50 or 60 years old. Phil and Mary Hike have three children, of which I'm the eldest, all of whom are over 40 years old, I'm sad to say. Most of us are our parents' children by virtue of biology, but some of us are adopted children. But either way, when we are grown and no longer need the care and nurture of our parents to survive, we are still our parents' children. In the second sense, a child is someone who has been raised by people with whom there is a continuing, though evolving, relationship of love and care. It's in the second sense of child that I want to look at today's scripture lessons. Of course, God is greater than we can begin to comprehend, so it's very tempting to think of ourselves as infants in God's eyes. But today's scripture readings, in those readings, that is not the sense child has. In fact, Paul tells us today, quote, "We are no longer subject to a disciplinarian. We are no longer little children who need to be told what to do." The Bible is addressing us today not as minors, but as grown children through Christ of the Almighty. Parents of young children are legally obliged to care for those children. Grown children are under no such obligation to care for their aging parents. The reason children care for their aging parents, then, is not because they will be subject to discipline if they do not. They are free to care for their parents or to walk away from them entirely. They are not compelled to do anything. St. Paul says, "You are no longer a slave, but a child." In other words, you are a free man or woman who can do whatever you want, whenever you want. Now, lest we take this as license to engage in all manner of dodgy activities, Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians, "All things are lawful, but not all things are beneficial." A grown child, a free human being, cares for his or her aging parents for the same reason that we strive to live our lives according to those two laws that Jesus taught us in the Gospels. We love our aging parents because they loved us first. We love God and follow God's Son because God loved us first. Being a kid isn't always easy. You're always being told to do things you don't want to do by people whose judgments you may consider highly suspect. And so many of us often see our lives as though we were slaves to fate. Because being a grown child, a free person, isn't always easy either. We feel we're slaves to fate because it may be easier. We have to do this. We're compelled to do that. We simply have no choice. In fact, it's often easier to live as though we are not the free children of God that we are. And nowhere in the Bible does it say that your freedom in Christ will make your life an easy one. If an easy life is what you want, being a free child of God may not be the best choice for you. If you want to be as alive as you possibly can, if you want to be the person that God wants you to be, well, it's the only choice for you. Just 3 days from now, a new year begins. Will we approach this new beginning as though our lives were all mapped out for us, for better or worse, as though we were little children told where to go and what to do? Will we live this coming year as though we were slaves to fate? Let us instead hear what the Bible is telling us on this last Sunday of the year. You are no longer a slave. You are no longer subject to a disciplinarian. You have become children of God. Christianity, that faith of two laws, is not an easy religion. Being a disciple of Jesus will not make your life easy, but it will make you free, and it will make you truly alive. And what more could we want out of life than to be truly alive?